Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, November 16th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, eyes gouged, children bleached, and frozen pizza babies. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday episode of Distorted View. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story. If you're new to the program, Sextastic Tuesday is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or just disgusting pieces of erotic fiction. Sex stories, basically. Now look, different strokes for different folks, right? I'm not here to judge, even though I do. I'm just saying that today's story is going to appeal to very few people, less than normal. Unless, of course, Klan rallies get you all hot and bothered. Yes, I've got some racist porn here for you. Some deep south, deep dicking. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
It was a few years after the war. Many lives were lost, and a nation was mending its many wounds. For the divide nearly destroyed our great land, and tensions still ran high. Many felt, and rightly so, that the coons were to blame for driving a wedge into this perfect union. We formed a group to take matters... Oh, Jesus Christ. KKK porn. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday. Yes, here we go. We formed a group to take matters and justice into our own hands, but I never expected to fall in love with a spade. The term of endearment. Our eyes locked as I burned a colored in his front yard. She was there, dark as night, with the outline of her fat ass shimmering in the moonlight. Got a fucking Ken Burns documentary going here. All right, here we go. Now, fast forward a few years. He stood without the sheet, shivering as goosebumps covered his pale, naked skin. Trembling as much from nervousness as from the cold, he whispered to her, "Well, I'm here." He squinted, trying to see her in the shadows. He thinks he can barely see the outline of her fat ass, and he gets excited. "Yes, let me just look at you for a minute," she replied. The story
Couldn't get any more racist. Yes, let me just look at you a minute, she replied, slowly running her eyes down his body, searching him for some sign of beauty. He was a gnarled, mangled, nasty white man. All right, yes, let me look at you a minute, she replied, slowly running her eyes down his body, searching him for some sign of beauty. His unkempt hair dangled down into his eyes as they shifted side to side. Looking closely, she could see a hint of blue in their gray coloration. His shoulders slumped forward, and there were wisps of brown hair running down the center of his chest. Under the weight of her inspection, his cock hung flaccidly, draping down to the scrotum, drawn tight up beneath him like a small pincushion. It is quite possibly the least hot description of a penis I've ever read. Flaccidly. Scrotum was drawn tight like a pincushion. All right, she looked at the scar on his knee. The lighter skin curled around the inside of his leg and curled up under the kneecap. It's been too long, Will, she said, stepping into the light, watching him watch her as the sunlight played over her ebony skin. She moved slowly and deliberately, letting the rays of sun curl around her full breasts and down her stomach. Continuing to move, she watched his cock come to life, slowly rising in rhythmic twitches. Ooh, you like what you see, don't you? She asked, smiling at his growing erection. Yes. And you like what this dark skin feels like, don't you? Yes, he stammered. Yes. And yet, I have to. They'll kill me if I don't. What would happen if they found out about us? Well, they'd kill us both. You really think they're that strong? I mean, they don't dare walk the streets without police protection, she snarled. You don't understand. It's all done in secret. For the few who march, there are still dozens who sympathize. And what about you, huh?
April 14th. 1867. The truth was, I was conflicted. My head said one thing, my heart another, and my cock a third. Three things? How could that be? Either you hate black people or you don't. What's the third thing? Why can't I fuck black and beat them too? But if spade pussy is good enough for my rod, maybe it means they should be treated as equals with us whites. I like how he came to that conclusion. Well, spade pussy is good enough for my dick, so they must be people, too. If all my clansmen brothers could just feel the velvety warmth of black snatch hugging their superior white dicks, maybe the lynchings would stop. Just a thought.
Face it, I'm just a piece of dark meat to you. Do you honestly believe that? Should I? No, I love you. You love fucking me! No, I love you! You called me nigger once! I was wrong, he beckoned, his cock sagging. Yeah, this was a real boner killer. And still you wear your white robe, she said. But can't you see I might be changing for you? Good grief. He really just wants to get laid, I think. I changed. I'm learning. You taught me. What did I teach you? That, call me nigger. What? You heard me? I don't want to. You want to fuck me, don't you? She asked. Yes. Then call me nigger.
Jesus Christ.
Why? Because I told you to. But why? I want to see how far you come. I want you to understand that when you touch my black skin, it's only because I am more than you ever was. But kneeling before him, she took his limp cock in her mouth. Yeah, you're showing him. I'm gonna teach you a lesson by sucking your dick real good, right? You're supposed to wait until he actually changes. Then, as a reward, you suck his dick. All right, kneeling before him, she took his limp cock in her mouth. Running her hands over his balls, she sucked hard, feeling it stiffen in her mouth. Pulling her mouth off of him, she growled. Say it! Feeling completely vulnerable to her, he took a breath and said nothing. Squeezing his balls lightly, she said, "Say it, goddammit! Goddammit!" Her mouth then closed over his cock again. Nig. Nig, nig, nig. Nig, 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 nig. Nigger! Nigger! He whispered. I embellished that a little bit. In the story, just nig, dot, 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 nigger. All right, how many times do I have to say that in the story? I feel like you guys are going to use this against me with some horrible mashups. Again, I will never be able to get a real job. All right. Sliding her mouth off of his cock, she said, "Say it like you said to me that one time." Ooh, I think she likes this. He stood there motionless, silent. Standing up, she pressed her breasts against his chest and grasped his balls firmly. "Say it just like you did that time." "You nigga bitch," he said, as his face flushed and a tear formed in his eye. The words hung in the air like a stinky dying fart. Sometimes I feel like I can improve these stories. All right. The words hung in the air. I don't know why I thought, the dying fart comment would improve this already epic story. As they glared into each other's eyes, hate burned through them. His hatred of himself. His hatred of her. For being what he once was and still is. Her hatred at herself for letting him degrade her like that. She pressed her breasts hard against his chest, watching the deep black curves flatten against his fair skin. Suddenly, they crashed together, their lips locking in a brutal kiss, their tongues knifing into each other as they gasped for breath. She grabbed his shoulders and pulled him as she backed up onto the bed, where she fell back, pulling him on top of her. Call it what you will. Forbidden love, jungle fever, an abomination, whatever it was, I was the victim of it, and I needed more to satisfy my cock's hunger for thick-lipped loving. Cunts are a funny thing. Really? He's gonna lay down some wisdom now. Cunts are a funny thing. A funny thing happened on the way to the cunt. Alright, cunts are a funny thing. In the throes of passion, it's all the same. White, black, yellow, red. A penis can't tell what color that fur burger is. I'm pretty sure in the 1800s, no one was using the term fur burger for pussy, but whatever. Let's start that over again. In the throes of passion, it's all the same. White, black, yellow, red. A penis can't tell what color that fur burger is. Hope for humanity after all, I guess. What the fuck? They slammed together, burning the fury inside them in their passion. She felt him kiss her wildly over her face as she ground her nails into his back and squeezed her legs hard around his hips. She came, moaning ferociously as her cunt pulsed around his angry cock. In moments, I downloaded that game, by the way, Angry Cocks. It's fun. It's an app for the iPhone. In moments, his whimpers announced his orgasm as he pressed deep inside her, shooting his white cum. They lay entwined, a glistening mass of black and white, oddly laced together. I saw something inside of you back then. What? I looked at you. I really looked at you. When? When you called me a nigger bitch. I saw it. What could you have possibly seen in me? I saw it in your eyes. The pain. I saw something inside that man you were. An understanding or something. That's why you came back? You never called me a nigger bitch again. Not until today. I wanted to make a point. Did you succeed? I'm not entirely sure, but it was hot. A, I don't know what's happening with her voice. And B, why doesn't she just say, I can be your nigger bitch anytime you want me to be, It's hot. It's hot when you call me a nigger bitch. Awful. All right. Something's wrong with that broad, too. All right. This is literally how the story ends. But remember the fires in that church? The dead girls? Shh. Just remember. She watched him stand up to get dressed, his cock still glistening with their juices. A tear trickled down his pale cheeks as he whispered, I love you. Actually, this story could use a proper ending, so let me help you out there. I wanted to stay with her, I really did. But I had a 9 p.m. cross burn and I couldn't miss. The end. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday. For November 16th, 2010. As much as they probably would like to distance themselves from the program right now, I gotta talk about our fine sponsors of Sextastic Tuesday, Adam and Eve. Oh my god, please support these people. They put up with so much. They've been such troopers. After everything I put them through, they still want to give you an amazing deal. And that, of course, is 50% off just about any item. That's 50. So pick something from their massive online store. Maybe you want an anal sex toy or Benoit balls. Sure. Cock rings, dildos, gay sex toys, bondage equipment, penis enlarger, nipple toys, sex swings, vibrators, lingerie, videos, whatever. Whatever you want. Pick something out. And then type in coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You'll automatically see the new price is reflected. You're also going to get free shipping, so you're not going to have to worry about those charges. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Again, all you have to do is type in coupon code FREAK. There's a little box at checkout. You type that in, you'll see the new price, and you'll get all the goodies just for being Distorted View listeners. P.S. Clit stimulators make great stocking stuffers. It's never too soon to start thinking about Christmas. Jesus may be the reason for the season, but Adam and Eve is the reason yo diggy hoy. All right.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now.
And a Happy New Year.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yes, if you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's a great time to become a member. Why, you ask? Because today's program is extended. Paying freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. And don't forget, Thursday's program is going to be exclusive as well. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus all of the bonus material we do on a weekly basis. So there you go. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. 3 quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. My fucking computer is frozen. I can't read my news story because the window won't pop. Oh, for the fuck's sake. Hold on just a second. We're having some technical difficulties. While I work on this, enjoy some Lonnie Anderson facts from Internet Movie Database. As a high school senior, Lonnie was voted Valentine Queen of her school's winter formal. Lonnie is a natural-born brunette who adopted a son, Quentin, in 1988. Lonnie possesses a massive collection of Snow White miniatures and other Disney memorabilia, animation art, dolls, music boxes, plates, and dachshund figures, which she inherited from her mother. She has a sister. Lonnie Anderson is of Swedish descent. Ms. Anderson is a cannibal responsible for the deaths of 13 Alaskan hikers. She auditioned for the role of Chrissy on Three's Company and won third place in the annual Holocaust Deniers Bowl-a-thon. She became a finalist in the Miss Minnesota competition. Lonnie is a devout pedophile. All right, I think I unstuck my windows. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a mother who forced her 12-year-old son to drink a cup of bleach after social workers threatened to take him into care pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Satpal Kaur Singh, 44, I don't know, said she heard voices telling her, "It's time. It's the end. God's calling us," after refusing to cooperate with council staff who were concerned about her parenting skills. I'm guessing the fact that she made her son drink bleach and she was hearing voices, that probably didn't ease the concern of staff. The Old Bailey heard that just hours after a meeting with social workers at Barking and Doggingham Council, she dialed the emergency number 999 and told the operator, "I've just murdered my son and I've tried to kill myself." I love that she was able to murder her son, but something happened where she fucked up and wasn't able to kill herself. The knife missed me for some reason. I don't know. A likely story. All right, she denied murder and prosecutors accepted her plea of... But she called the 911 and was like, "I murdered my son." You should be able to use that in court. She then denied murder, and prosecutors accepted her plea of guilty to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility after psychiatrists assessed that she was suffering a mental condition. She was remanded in custody to be sentenced on December 13th. Describing the case as a great tragedy, Richard Widom, prosecuting, said Manchester-born Singh feared her son, who was dependent on her for all of his needs. He was autistic. He'd be taken into care after social services decided to apply for an interim care order and invited her to attend a meeting on February 9th of this year. The boy couldn't speak and had difficulty getting around outdoors. He could not tolerate crowded places or noisy environments. Wow, that sounds like me. He would cover his ears and scream. Yeah, they're describing me. Because of his severe disability, he was known to social workers, and he was the subject of many child protection conferences. The court heard that after her arrest, the mother told police she thought of killing herself because she could not cope with her son being taken away, and a voice in her head saying, "You have to do it. Go for it." I hope if voices ever start talking to me, they're just as supportive. Come on, you can do it. Kill him. Go for it. You're a star. The demon in my mind is my biggest cheerleader. He really wants me to succeed. ... In bludgeoning that school bus full of children. Still, he's the only one who said I could do it. Moments before 10:30 that night, she made a 999 call saying that she murdered her son and that she herself had drunk some bleach, but nothing is happening. Police who arrived at the house found the stench of bleach to be overpowering. His mother was lying on the floor holding a mobile telephone to her ear with a cup of bleach and a knife next to her. She told officers, "I've given him bleach to drink. I couldn't cope anymore." Singh told paramedics that she had been thinking about doing this for 4 years. It's a long time to wait. She later told a doctor, "It's been going on for the last 12 years. Then adding, "I gave bleach to my child. He just drank it. Kids are stupid. He's 12. He is autistic. Today, I just couldn't take it anymore. This shouldn't have happened to him." No shit. Second story we have for you today is even more graphic. A man has been arrested for allegedly attempting to rape his mother, and then he gouged out her eyes moments after police had visited their home. The 53-year-old victim, who cannot be named, was left blinded by the attack. Yeah, that's what happens when your eyes are gouged out. There's no recovering from that. Her son, a 22-year-old former grammar school student, was arrested only after he ran naked from his home and started jumping into moving cars. Otherwise, he would have been home free. This sounds like the work of angel dust, right, Helen Hunt?
Doesn't it affect everybody different?
No, honey. Just snort it. If you love me, you will snort it.
Are you sure it's okay?
Hell no. That's why I'm making you do it. There you go. Nice long snort and... right through the third floor window, onto the ground. Now taking a piece of broken glass and rubbing it on her arm. I think she's trying to get the bugs out of, from under her skin. Oh, Helen Hunt. I'm just mad about you. All right, there's also another great line from that same movie. Bunch of girls are in the restroom smoking a joint, and the teacher walks in, and the girls have this to say.
Mellow, okay? No biggie. Besides, they're only J's. She means grass. Marijuana.
Duh. If the teacher couldn't figure out what a J stands for.
Mellow, okay? No biggie. Besides, they're only J's. She means grass. Marijuana.
Okay, enough of that. Back to the story here. Apparently, police visited the home 2 hours previously over a domestic incident, but left after 30 minutes. The man lives with his mother, a nurse, and teenage sister at a detached four-bedroom home. Neighbors say trouble started when he began shouting and throwing objects out of a first-floor window. Are you sure that wasn't Helen Hunt karate-kicking her way through the glass window? A computer and television set were hurled onto the front garden before neighbors called the police. Officers arrived at the house and spent half an hour with the pair before leaving. It's understood the daughter was not at home at the time. 2 hours later, the man ran out of his house naked and jumped onto the side of a neighbor's car while he was turning out of his drive. He then stopped another car before jumping onto the hood and then hitting the windscreen. Witnesses say he jumped off the car and ran into the path of another, which hit him, throwing him up on the windscreen and hurling him to the side of the road. Police and an ambulance arrived to treat him and were alerted to the mother in the house. Officers found that she had severe eye injuries and feared that she may have been sexually assaulted. The woman's condition is described as non-life-threatening. Yeah, you can't die from a sore pussy. A Thames Valley police spokesman said a 22-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted rape and GBH and has been transferred to a secure unit. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one's short, but it's just as gruesome as the first two. A Munster court. No. It's a different, not that kind of Munsters. Quit, stop that. All right, we'll keep it going. A Munster court on Monday sentenced a woman who hid the bodies of two of her newborn babies under frozen pizzas in the freezer to 5 years behind bars for manslaughter. The court in Western Germany convicted the 46-year-old housewife Monica Halb of two counts of manslaughter. She was not tried in connection with the third baby, also found in the basement freezer. Really? There's no connection there? Two babies were found in the freezer. She's charged with that. But not with the third baby, because it was found in a different freezer? That baby died over 20 years ago, because the statute of limitations on the case had expired. Halb was convicted 2 years ago, 2 years ago to 4 years and 3 months by another court, but the prosecutors appealed the sentence, calling for 8 years. During a five-day trial in 2008, Halb admitted to hiding the bodies of three baby girls in the family freezer, but denied killing them. I was just trying to chill them. In a case that made national headlines, it was the defendant's 18-year-old son who discovered the girl's tiny corpse in plastic bags when looking for a pizza to eat in the freezer. So there you go. If you were the woman who stuffed her own babies in the freezer, wouldn't you make the refrigerator off-limits to everyone, or get another freezer, like a second one that you would actually store food in? Or better yet, just tell your kid, you know, if you ever want anything from the refrigerator, you tell me. I'll get it for you. That's what my mother did to me, because she was afraid I'd get fingerprints all over the refrigerator, because it was one of those, like, copper or something. And so until the age of, like, 15, I wasn't allowed to get anything out of the refrigerator. And that should shed some light onto why I am the way I am. All right, because my mother was nuts. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, I'm handing the mic over to you. This is your chance to say whatever is on your mind.
Hey, Tim, Fleshy Fucker here. I used to be Matt in Kansas, and I'd quit the sideshow whenever I lost my job a month ago. But doing this week of programs was pretty brilliant, because I can't take a week without my DV, so, I just realized that $5 is nothing. It's,
yes!
You know, one
it's
left
chicken
cocktail
shit money.
The bar.
Everyone has $5. Yeah, it's one drink at a stupid bar. It's less than a value meal now.
Less than
it's
a
like
price.
A cup of fucking coffee at Starbucks.
Hell at the Come bar.
On. Come on!
Less than the price of a cup of coffee! So anyway, I'm glad to be back. I look forward to all the extra content.
Yes, well, today you're in luck because we've got an extended show on deck.
Jagoo, Timmy, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch.
Ah, yes. How are you doing?
Had a little snafu with my credit card, but got that worked out. And I just hit my 1 year as a sideshow freak.
Nice.
So just sent you another $50 and look forward to the next year.
By the way, fourth anniversary of the sideshow is, tomorrow, I think. Is it 17th? November 17th or 18th is when I started this thing back in 2006. It is now 2010. I cannot believe I'm still doing this, and I just have you to thank. Next year is going to be just huge. 5 years, because... my longest job that I had ever, I think, was about 5 years when I was working at that testing center. And after next year, this will be the longest job I've held. And to do this for a living is crazy. So I can't say thank you enough, everyone who's made this possible. All right. I've made cum farts a living. Ding.
Hey, Tim. It's sideshow member Nanarfus from Tom's River, New Jersey. Yeah, I just found out that I think my daughter's a racist. She's five, and as we were leaving karate last night, we were behind a black couple, and she decided to say, Daddy, why are they a different color than us? And then after that, proceeded to say, I wish they had the same skin color as us. And embarrassed the shit out of me, but, hey. So, yeah, gotta be a racist.
cocky.
Well, I hope she enjoyed today's Sextastic Tuesday. I'm sure she did. As a matter of fact, she may have been the person to send it in to me. Someone gooning on the line. Oh, all right, thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim.
Hello.
I love you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak, Honey King here. I want to talk about something about the November Fish Show. Now, you know that kid you were you had all playing for us, the kid who was talking about furries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that video of him.
Yeah.
And the funny part about it is that if you look directly behind him, like literally behind him, I know it's bright, pretty bright, you know, pretty bright to where he is. If you look directly behind him, you'll see his fucking dad looking at him and nodding his head like saying, "Oh my fucking God, my son's a furry."
Oh, God.
And I just laughed my ass off when I saw that.
Isn't that, like, your worst fear? Like if you are a parent or someone who's going to be raising a kid, to have something like that grow up?
Jigu Tim, loyal Sideshow member TJ from Chicago, calling again for the third time. Hopefully I won't fuck up on this attempt. I just wanted to tell you about a quick moment that happened to me about 5 minutes ago. I just got finished visiting one of my friends at her college, and the school she goes to is very, very Christian. It's a Christian school, and from what she tells me,
Bible
everyone
college.
That goes there is sort of a little cuckoo bananas with their religion. So I thought it would be funny when I was walking back to my car while I was driving home to play Distorted View out loud on my iPhone so every one of the crazy Christians could hear what
crazy
I was listening
crackers.
To. And what's great this is the episode that I was listening to, it was an older episode, and you were talking about these gay guys who are giving gay men this gay date rape drug.
A lot of gay
stuff. And then, to top it all off, right after you talked about that story, you, for whatever reason, you played Our God is an Awesome God. And I just laughed so hard.
Like
I got
something
the
I would do.
Weirdest, most confused look. I probably scared a lot of people, but you know.
You should have downloaded my version. I think I don't know if I uploaded it onto the Sideshow, but I've played it here on the show, my version of, maybe that's what you're talking about. I remember that I did a version of Our God is an Awesome God. Is that what you're talking about, or did I play the original version? I don't know.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is Lifetime Member C-Bounty.
Falling apart right before my very eyes.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is Lifetime Member C-Bounty Atheist. And, you know,
hello!
I've been, people have been sending in their Linda Finkel Hall of Famer, so I decided to go back and look at the person that inspired, that award.
Linda Finkel herself.
See what, if she is horrible as she says she is. And you are right with the exception of one thing. Her voice actually isn't too bad. She could be just your regular run-of-the-mill country singer she actually knew how to put lyrics together and how to, how to not be...
I don't know about that.
Well, suck in every other area. Well, anyways, just thought I'd... I want to see what if you think the same way, if you think she's just all around.
Yeah, I've talked about Linda Finkel several times on the program where we really went in depth, analyzing her music and the way she constructs songs and the fact that she likes to repeat herself and group things in threes. And I don't know, it's weird.
Hey, Timmy.
All her songs are about like being a mother and... A mother's work is never done. Ugh.
Hey, Timmy Chicken Nugget Henson, Lord Box Blues, the Digital Dragon, got a question for you and the freak. So, if a Muslim woman marries a Muslim man who happens to be a cop, can she no longer give him a blowjob because of the restriction of them eating pig product?
Right. Cute. Okay.
Tim, this is Zach from Florida.
Oh, no.
And I've called you like 4 times in the past 4 days. And I know the other voicemails probably didn't go through. But I just wanted to let you know I still love you.
All right. Thank you very much, Zach. And finally today.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Bob Pussy Jones. I'm here with my newfound friend. And I'm calling you to tell you that we've formed a new alliance, a superpower, if you will, the Super Puerto Rican Invisible Crew.
So all you freaks out there, Puerto Ricans that want to join our crew, just holla on
there. That's what we need, another Puerto Rican gang. All right, that is all the time. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Jesus. Hold on, I'm sorry. I have to clear my throat. While I do that, listen to some interesting Tony Danza facts, courtesy of Internet Movie Database. Tony Danza has a birthmark on the tip of his penis in the shape of a weeping Virgin Mary. Tony almost always watches the show 24 with Liza Minnelli. All right, got that straightened out. By the way, I wasn't making the thing up about Liza Minnelli. That's really in Internet Movie Database. Almost always watches the show 24 with Liza Minnelli. Okay, sure. Yes, want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in OGOD.
Jays. She means grass. Marijuana.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, check this out. There you go.